Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 7th. You'll be interested to know. 17 years ago, today, in 2008, Catherine Bigelow, an American director, made history by becoming the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director for her film The Hurt Locker. This landmark achievement in 2010 marked a significant moment in the film industry, highlighting the increasing recognition of women's contributions to cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with 2 to 4 foot sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, offering nice conditions. Expect the winds to shift offshore at 3 to 4 mile per hour, keeping things smooth for a while before the afternoon brings some bumps. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3 foot outgoing high tide, when the west-southwest swell is 4 feet at 7 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be a half foot at 11:15 a.m., with a 3 foot high tide at 6:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience choppy conditions, particularly in the afternoons with 8 to 11 mile per hour onshore winds. Morning sessions remain relatively clean with lighter winds under 5 mile per hour. Wave heights will range from knee to waist high, gradually building to waist high by Monday. The persistent winds will significantly impact surf quality, making afternoons less favorable for optimal riding. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 46 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:07. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain early today, but it should turn sunny with a high near 56 and a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 45 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 57 and a light northwest wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 47. Sunday stays sunny with a high near 59. Monday brings rain showers likely after 11 a.m., all with partly sunny skies and a high near 58. Monday night will have rain showers and be mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Tuesday continues the chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 56, while Tuesday night may see more rain with a low around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration's threats to withhold federal grant funding from jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. Originally filed in Northern California, the lawsuit was amended to include San Diego among several new plaintiffs. The complaint argues that withholding funds is unconstitutional, citing previous federal court rulings against similar actions during President Donald Trump's first term. While not identifying as a sanctuary city, San Diego describes itself as a welcoming city. City Attorney Heather Ferbert emphasized the importance of protecting essential services for residents amid a budget deficit, stating, "We will defend our residents." Now on to sports. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has disclosed that the Toronto Blue Jays rejected a contract extension proposal that was less than $600 million for a duration of 14 years. Guerrero's latest offer was significantly below Juan Soto's deal with the New York Mets, which was for 15 years and $765 million. With negotiations failing to secure an agreement before the start of spring training, Guerrero is set to enter free agency in November. He remains focused on the upcoming season, currently hitting .412, with a 1.1 on-base plus slugging percentage. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Knicks 113-109 in an exciting overtime clash at Crypto.com Arena. Luka Doncic was remarkable with 32 points, while LeBron James added 31. The Lakers extended their winning streak to 8 games, overcoming a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter. Los Angeles now stands at 40-25, while New York drops to 40-22. Tomorrow night, the Lakers are set to take on the Boston Celtics, who are 45-18, at TD Garden. Jason Tatum is the Celtics' dynamic scorer, averaging 28 points. Both teams are in form with recent wins, making this matchup must-see basketball. Tomorrow night, the Kings 31-20-9 face the Blues 30-27-6 at home. With Adrian Kempe's 50 points and Jonathan Quick's stellar goalkeeping, LA aims to overcome the Blues. In top news, in a significant trade development, the United States has partially rolled back tariffs on some goods from Mexico and Canada, following market declines and pressure from businesses. President Trump granted a one-month reprieve on 25% tariffs, but tensions remain as many goods are still subject to levies, particularly those not covered by the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned of a prolonged trade conflict, labeling the tariffs a dumb move. As negotiations continue, the uncertainty surrounding Trump's trade policies raises concerns among lawmakers and consumers alike. In business news, as fears of an impending recession grow, major United States stock indexes are seeing deep year-to-date losses. On Thursday, the S&P 500 fell by 1.8%, marking a total decline of 7% since mid-February. Bond yields are dropping as investors anticipate lower interest rates, with the 10-year yield falling from 4.8% in January to around 4.2% now. The GDP Now tracker from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta now estimates a negative 2.4% for first quarter real gross domestic product. Uncertainty surrounding trade policies is intensifying market volatility. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 6% for the week to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 11% to about $2,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 33% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ilya Sutskever, a former OpenAI researcher, has launched a startup called safe superintelligence, now valued at $30 billion. This venture has attracted $2 billion in funding from venture capitalists, making it one of the most valuable artificial intelligence startups globally. Sutskever, who has a reputation for his groundbreaking work in AI, aims to develop superintelligence, a concept that could surpass human experts. Unlike competitors, his company operates in secrecy, with stringent measures like using Faraday cages to protect sensitive information. Industry insiders are eager to see what Sutskever's unique approach will yield. Entertainment news. In Last Breath, director Alex Parkinson immerses us in a gripping underwater survival drama. Based on a harrowing 2012 incident, the film follows deep sea divers attempting to repair a North Sea gas pipeline. With a concise running time of 91 minutes, Parkinson skillfully introduces us to broad-stroke characters, including the young diver, Chris Lemons, and the seasoned veteran, Duncan Alcock. The film's suspense builds as we witness the intricate technology that ultimately fails, leaving a diver stranded. With stunning visuals and a documentary-like clarity, Last Breath promises to be a thrilling cinematic experience worth seeing on the big screen. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian artist and sculptor, Michelangelo. And he said, "The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.